This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
That's what our next guest has done. We've always loved having Dick Vermeil on the show. And Coach Vermeil, sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at ibx.com. We welcome the legendary coach of the Eagles and, of course, a title winner from his 1999 squad with the Rams as well, Dick Vermeil. How you doing, Dick?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Good morning, Coach. Coach, I heard that that you're going to be honored out there in L.A. Yeah. this weekend with, you know, two of your three pro football teams and one that you took to a Super Bowl and one that you took to a Super Bowl and won. That's got to be a thrill for you in a game when I know you care a lot about both organizations.
I do. It'll be fun. I think I'll sort of feel like the Kelce family in the Super Bowl.
That's good stuff. Well, you certainly deserve it, and as we're always happy anytime you get honored, it's always so well-deserved. All right, Dick, let's get to sort of this matchup and framed within the context of the Eagles and what we've seen so far. I am starting to get increasingly concerned about the defense, certainly with what we saw versus Washington and some of the injuries. And I'm curious, does this defense start raising your antenna of concern a little bit more than you had been based on what we saw in recent weeks?
More so on pass defense. You know, nobody's going to really beat them running. But I think, you know, people are going to move the ball throwing. But you remember they did last year, too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's a concern. And the Rams now, as you look at them, as I study them this week, and I've had time to really look at my reports that I get. And coming into the season before either team played a game, the computer had them really dominating the game today. Dominating. Mm-hmm. Today, eliminating the entire season last year, going with the first four games this year, it has the Rams winning by 1 point.
Wow. Holy cow.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's just changed the overall reflection. What we all know is we keep getting better, and we expect to keep getting better because we're well-coached, and we have a lot of good players. Mm-hmm. At the transition with new coordinators and just scheme understanding and playing with great tempo because you now understand and you keep going. We expect them to get better. I expect them to go out there and win, but it's going to be tougher. This Ram team has improved a lot.
Mm-hmm. So do you expect our DBs to continue to play as off and soft against this Rams team as we did last week against the Commanders?
I would doubt it, you know, especially by situations. Mm-hmm. You know, we have talented people at the corner positions.
I felt like it was the biggest part of the problem last week,
yeah.
Coach. Darius Slay especially was so off. He was 10 yards off the ball, even in critical situations, like fourth and two.
Uh-huh.
You know, the coverage didn't match the pass rush last week.
I understand that. I watched it. I saw it, you know, but I think, you know, this expression I use in regard to experience, two inexperienced coordinators, experience only helps you after you need it, okay? I think they'll keep improving what they do because they'll better understand what their players can do. And they'll, you know, and they'll keep I think they'll keep honing in their preparation and definition for the opponent each week. This will be a challenge because, you know, the Rams can throw the ball. They can throw the ball.
Dick,
they haven't
I'm sorry,
brought out the scoring, you know.
Yeah. Dick, one of the things Nick Sirianni said, it was this week when he joined us on Tuesday, he talked about that it was actually his decision, not Brian Johnson's, when the team ran the ball on 3rd and 11. And Brian Johnson initially said, let's pass it. And it was coming out of the third quarter into the fourth quarter timeout. And Sirianni said, nope, we're running the ball. And I'm curious how, and of course it didn't work, how often does that happen and we the public really don't know about it, that a head coach overrules, let's say, an offensive coordinator who's calling the plays?
I don't think it happens often. You know, late in my career, I didn't do it often. What I did do, I would say, let's run the ball more. Hey, they're playing us very tight. Let's threaten them deep more and these kinds of things. But on a specific play, of course, on the decisions for 4th and inches or 3rd and inches, what you're going to do, you know, these kind of things, then the head coach would enter into it. But I think Nick had an impulsive feeling and he wanted to utilize his leadership role, and he did what he thought was best.
Yeah. Coach, this week against the Rams, they've got a defensive player in Aaron Donald who he might be anywhere along that defensive line. He could be nose tackle, D tackle. Yeah. He could be defensive end. He could be even farther outside. How can our O-line plan to account for Aaron Donald this week when he lines up at every position?
I'm not sure he has been as dominating this year as he has been in the past. Hmm. He's got 2 sacks. I'm sure he's got more quarterback pressures. But fortunately, when an opponent's strength is their defensive line, it's a matchup against our strength, our offensive line.
Right.
And the time to evaluate how good any one specific player is in your offensive line is to evaluate when he's against a real good defensive lineman. You know, many guys get real good sack counts and all that because they're 3 weeks in a row they played a guy that's a very average or a below average offensive lineman. You know,
mm-hmm.
Fortunately for us, we don't have anybody that's just an average offensive lineman in there.
Right.
So I think he'll be a factor, but I don't think he'll be a dominating factor.
So the word on the Rams, I mean, historically it feels like, is Matthew Stafford doesn't get protected well enough. How well have they protected him this year, and how well can we take advantage of this O-line this week?
Well, you know, I would say they're throwing the ball well, okay? Their pass offense is right up there in attempts, number one in the league, yards, number two in the league, all these. So they're doing number three in completions. But what they're not getting is touchdown passes out of it. They're not throwing many touchdown passes. They've only thrown 3, okay? So, and they're not doing a great job in the red zone. So what they have to – they actually do a fair job when they get in the red zone. They just don't get into the red zone often enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more important to get in the red zone many times and have a lower percentage of success than getting in there a few times and have a high percentage of success. That's been true for a long time.
So there's the possibility that Cooper Kupp, who, my gosh, he's been prolific – Cooper Kupp could be back this week. How does that change the way Sean Desai, if he's back in for this game, how does it change the way Sean Desai game plans this?
Well, we all know Sean does a great job of getting to the balls to the guys that can score. You know, look at he's doing with the rookie. What's he, a 5th-round pick? Yeah, he's got 30-something.
Yeah. Right, Puka.
You know,
Puka Nacua.
He will find a way to get the ball to him. But if he has too much pressure on him, he won't throw it accurately. Sometimes I'm more excited about a pressure than I am a sack, because when you get sacked, you can't throw an interception. You know, so
true.
I think we'll get consistent pressure on him.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Dick, let's get 2 predictions from you here. And we heard you say your computer has the Rams by a point. Let's get your prediction, Eagles-Rams Sunday. What do you think?
I think I really believe we'll be 7+. I really do overall. You know, it's hard to change dramatically in 4 games. it's hard to go from being the maybe the best team in football to having an average rating from a computer standpoint. You know, the Eagles have some outstanding ratings on offense. You know, their running game.
Yep.
My God.
Yep.
Yeah, these kinds of things. So I think it'll balance out. Rams have not been taking the ball away. They have not been taking the ball away, which is a plus for us. You know, we just got to make sure we don't turn it over, you know, and end up being plus in the giveaway-takeaway ratio. And I think we beat them.
I got to tell you, Dick, I'm sure as others have noticed this, I'm sure it warms a lot of people's hearts hearing you say we, talking about the Eagles, when it's against a team you literally won a Super Bowl
with. I had the exact same thought, Joe. Exact same
thought. I know it might not be the same because it's not in St. Louis, it's in L.A., but I got to tell you, that's notable. I mean, you won a Super Bowl with the Rams, and you're saying we with the Eagles. Makes us very, very happy. Trust me.
Thank you.
All right, Dick. Next.
Better be very, yeah. Very cautious on Sunday. I'm sitting in the owner's box, okay?
Just remember to wear green. All right. Here's the next thing. Another prediction. Dallas-San Fran, one of the most fascinating matchups so far this season. The games in San Fran could have big implications for the playoffs. And just to size up which team is better, Dallas at San Fran, what do you think?
It says Dallas loses by 2. Mm-hmm. That's what it says.
And do you agree with it?
Yeah, I do. San Francisco's the best complete team I've seen, and I've seen them twice play full games. And I think right now they're really humming. They've got a lot of things going for them, and there's a nice mixture of their offense. You know, they have some old-fashioned football in that. You know, when people don't see that old-fashioned football every week. So all of a sudden now, here's a guy with a fullback and lead back and double guards pulling around. Oh, that's a little bit different. And then they got the great football player, and they put the ball in his hands. They give him a chance to win the game for him, you know.
They sure do.
It'll be tough, but I think the 49ers complete are a better team. And I have two former assistant coaches coaching the offense at Dallas now. The offensive line coach and the coordinator all work for me. So, you know, I follow them closely, but I don't think they can beat the 49ers.
Wow. Dick, final thing here. You just referenced old-fashioned football. Boy, is that a perfect segue for something we really wanted to ask you today. The passing that we saw, of course, of the great linebacker Dick Butkus. Curious, if you could frame for the 25-year-old listening that never saw Dick Butkus play, his influence and his dominance in pro football, particularly given that style of football back then. And then Dick Butkus, the man, as I assume you knew him somewhere along the line. Dick Butkus, the player, Dick Butkus, the person, what comes to mind for you?
Well, the player, I would say he was the meanest football player I ever watched play. I got to coach against him in 1969, Wrigley Field. I'm going to say an assistant coach at the Los Angeles Rams, and he's there. He's the only player I've ever seen throw a teammate out of the huddle. He threw one of his teammates out of the huddle. They called timeout, and he pointed the guy to the sideline, the coach, and bit, what was the old big heavy coach's name?
With Chicago?
Yeah.
I don't know. After Hallis, obviously, right?
Oh, yeah. Wow,
yeah, I don't know.
And he comes out, and they go, Butkus, and the head coach go nose to nose. They're calling each other the worst names you can hear. And I'm standing on the sideline because in those days, both teams were on the same sideline there, and I could hear all this stuff. Huh. Butkus would not allow this guy back in the huddle. So the coach, coach had to put another player in that position. It was Abe Gibron.
Wow.
Jeez. He was calling the shots.
Yeah.
Was he just as intense off? What was he like off the field?
You know, I got to spend about 20 minutes with him at the Hall of Fame this year, and the first thing he asked me is, how's your wine business doing? So he knew I was in the wine business.
Good.
How about that?
We talked about George Allen, because I had worked for George, and, you know, he knew about George Allen in Chicago and all that kind of stuff. But he was leaning on a crutch, but he seemed healthy other than bumped up and bruised because of knees and these kind of things. Hmm. Very pleasant, and he sort of drew a crowd. You know, I was there initially, and then we had three or four guys almost of the same vintage and had a wonderful discussion with him. And he was in good spirits. Yeah, very good spirits. Yeah. Huh.
Well, Dick, we really appreciate you being a part of the show today, as always, every Friday here. And speaking of that wine business, reminder to everyone listening, if you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, great news, you can now get delicious Vermeule wine shipped directly to your home. So make sure you visit VermeulWines.com. Again, that's VermeulWines.com. I've ordered it before. Wonderful wine. Get yourself Coach Vermeule's wine. Of course, the entire wine selection there at VermeulWines.com. Dick, enjoy Sunday with the Eagles and the Rams and being in that coach's in the owner's box. And thanks again for being a big part of the show.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
You got it. All right, there he is, the legendary Dick Vermeule.